sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Moving up here to northern Michigan, State Senator John DeMoose said despite his caucus leader, who is the Republican Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, he's running for governor, they have been calling on the Senate Democrats to pass a $100 million disaster relief bill for March's destructive ice storm in northern Michigan. Senator DeMoose said simply, though, the bill isn't ready to go just yet. The bottom line is it's frustrating as it is. It's going to take some time to work this out. That's just the way this type of funding goes. You look at a legislature where we've passed six bills that ended up being signed into law for this entire year. Passing anything near $100 million is going to take a little bit more time, the Moose said to MERS News Service yesterday. I haven't seen anybody pushing back on wanting to help, but it's just that the process can take time. In May, the Republican-led House passed legislation that was introduced by freshman State Representative Parker Fairburn of Harbor Springs, where they voted 107-1. Democrats, Republicans, everybody but one person agreeing to transfer $100 million to the Michigan State Police for storm disaster relief grants. The same Michigan State Police that is overseeing basically the administrator of the Michigan State Police is Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Oh yeah, we've seen how well she is at running and overseeing the Michigan State Police. But now the money is being transferred to them. Why is the money going to the Michigan State Police? What has the Michigan State Police shown us that they have the ability to oversee handling of grants, transferring money from the Lansing Treasury, the Michigan State Treasury, to the Michigan State Police for them to administer $100 million in dispersing the money out to the people? Parker Fairburn, please text me and let me know why you chose the Michigan State Police department agency to be the ones to administer this $100 million doling out? Explain it to me. There's no other organization, entity, that knows how to handle grant money better than the Michigan State Police? I don't want the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, involved in this in any way, shape, or form. Well, back in June, MERS News Service received correspondence from the Michigan State Police expressing concerns that House Bill 4328 was passed prematurely by the House. We're going to continue this story. This is just the beginning of this one, folks. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about this $100 million coming to Northern Michigan to provide disaster relief reimbursement to people here in Northern Michigan. This is money that is going to be proposed based on this House Bill 4328 sponsored by freshman State Representative Parker Fairburn, transferring $100 million from the, I believe, general fund to the Michigan State Police to administer storm disaster relief grants, quote unquote. Well, again, a couple of months ago, June, correspondence that was received by MERS News Service from the Michigan State Police expressed concerns that House Bill 4328 was passed prematurely by the House. The federal declaration surrounding the ice storm had not yet been made by President Donald Trump. And there were worries that the bill's language suggested that local and state resources had not been exhausted, and that House Bill 4328 didn't demonstrate a need from the federal government. However, President Trump approved the major disaster declaration just last month in July, a month after they passed House Bill 4328. The declaration has now kicked off an application process for public assistance to counties, local townships, possibly utility companies, and state agencies, so that they can start seeking reimbursements from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, for their recovery efforts. But at the same time, a standard for receiving the FEMA money is that the applications must include that the applicants put forth a 25% match. Lauren Thompson Phillips, the spokesperson for the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division, said, quote, "At this point, from the presidential declaration standpoint, no money has actually been allocated to Northern Michigan because these affected entities now have to go through the process of applying, and that this is just the beginning in the weeks following the disaster declaration." She said money for a 25% match will be needed for any reimbursement funds from state agencies, which will largely involve the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. What? Why is the DNR going to get involved? Without this funding, we will not have the 25% match, Thompson Phillips said. The money is to cover debris cleanup, which we had the DNR deploy in crews. We had incident management teams from the DNR clearing hundreds of miles of roads and trails. It can be used for overtime costs. Also, it can be used on any damaged equipment that took place. Well, yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, a candidate for governor next year, 2026, issued a press release calling on Senate Democrats to stop delaying a vote on House Bill 4328. He said the House and Senate Republicans, as well as the governor, were at the table ready to act, and that the Senate Democrats need to stop obstructing and do what's right for the people of Michigan. In the Michigan State Police correspondence that MERS News Service received, the Michigan State Police suggested that House Bill 4328 be updated to also focus on Oscoda, Otsego, Mount Morenci, Presque Isle, Emmett, Sheboygan, Charlevoix, Crawford, Mackinac, Alpena, Antrim, and Alcona counties. As for businesses which were unable to seek public assistance from Trump's declaration, $4.2 million in low interest rate loans have been allocated through the Small Business Administration. DeMoo said his top concern is that a lot of people in his district have spent money they don't have to clean up following the ice storm. DeMoo said, I had 4 trees taken down at my house because of the ice storm. The bill, $3,500. Some people don't have that kind of money sitting around. We need to make sure that we can address these needs, which is what I'm sort of working on right now. Sort of? Okay, John. Quote, unquote, said DeMoose. I've talked to people that have tens of thousands of dollars in bills and they have no choice. They can't leave these trees hanging over the top of their houses. So where does the money come from? He said everything that's coming from the federal government looks like it's going to be filtered through counties and local government units, which is a different deal than actually helping homeowners and property owners who have to pay through the teeth to clean up. Well, State Senator John DeMoose, Republican, partnered with Senator John Cherry, Democrat of Flint, who leads the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee overseeing the DNR budget, to offer ice storm relief for Northern Michigan's maple syrup industry in the state's next budget. Evidently, the trees for the maple syrup just devastated. So now, this is going to be very, very, very interesting going forward on how this happens. First of all, they're not even in session until September 9th. Today's August 13th. We've got people with trees damaged hanging over their houses. Well, hopefully they got good homeowners insurance, because it doesn't look like this money's coming anytime soon based on it being tied up in the Senate. And for businesses, there is low interest rate loans that you can apply for through the Small Business Administration. So you guys need to take advantage of that. All you have to do is a DuckDuckGo or a Google search, Small Business Administration, low interest rate loan, Michigan storm relief. I'm sure if you put those words in the search, it'll take you to a link to the Small Business Administration and you can make an application. This is not grant money. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. For businesses, it's low interest rate loans administered through the Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C. So I'll reach out to Senator DeMoose, another reason for him to come on the show. Want to make sure we get this cleaned up as to why the House version was, according to the Michigan State Police, passed prematurely. We'll also see if it gets updated to include these other counties. Not really sure which counties are included in the bill. Haven't taken the time to read it, but that is something that appears needs to be updated, expanded to these other counties. So we'll leave that story there for now. We'll see what happens in the state Senate. One of the other stories that I was following, and it's pretty interesting how they're trying to do this, expanding prescriptions for children. RX Kids. Statewide would mean more money available for babies. A a program that distributes cash payments to families with infants. Basically, Flint resident Celeste Lord Timlin spent her pregnancy stressing about the $1,300 a month daycare costs that was going to be looming in the future. We are on a 10-month waiting list when I got pregnant. Daycare costs $1,300 a month. And this is daycare down the street right here in Flint, Michigan, Timlin said. However, during my difficult pregnancy, I was pursuing two master degrees at the University of Michigan, Flint. Well, she came and testified in front of the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee yesterday because they heard testimony on Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat from Detroit's Senate Bill 309. The legislation instructs Michigan's Health Department to partner with the Michigan State University to work toward making RX Kids a statewide program. Currently, RX Kids is active in Flint, which is a pilot program. They also piloted the program in Kalamazoo, Pontiac, Clare County, and the eastern part of the UP. It's now being funded by donors. Also, federal temporary assistance for needy families allocations and partnerships with the state's health department. Depending on the service area, Santana's bill aims to create more of a household who applies for RX Kids, regardless of their income or employment status, would receive $1,500 during pregnancy and $500 monthly payments for either 6 or 12 months during the baby's first year of life. $500 a month towards $1,300 daycare costs. Timlin works for the city of Flint, coordinating housing grants from state and federal government. RX Kids is the program that she is a recipient of. Because of pregnancy challenges, she decided to go from full-time to part-time and earn a master's degree at the University of Michigan, Flint. She's in a dual program to obtain Master's of Business Administration as well as Master's in Leadership and Organizational Dynamics. Because of the switch in class hours, Timlin is no longer eligible for federal student aid. Now I have to look at the cost of my education, the hospital bill, and then daycare to help me with my baby. There were some nights that I would absolutely cry myself to sleep worrying about it. State of Michigan Department of Health and Human Services pilot program looking to be expanded statewide. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.